It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Well, it looks like Michigan's income tax isn't going anywhere. A bill to cut the tax died in the State House this week. Despite several amendments, Republican leaders couldn't drum up enough votes to get it passed. A dozen Republicans actually voted against it, including the chairman of the Financial Services Committee, Jason Shepherd. Suffice to say, Speaker of the House Tom Leonard wasn't happy and decided to relieve Shepherd of his chairmanship. Jack, you yourself called this whole episode extraordinary. Tell us why.
Well, the basic rule of being a speaker or of any legislative body is the ability to count votes, and you don't let something come up for a vote if you don't have the votes to pass it. Speaker Leonard looked extremely weak. Now, later he tried to put a good face on it and say, well, he wanted to have things on the record anyway for conservatives. He knew it was going to lose, but that's not really very believable. On top of that, his relieving Shepherd of the chairmanship made him look sort of vindictive and petty, especially since he did it at 3 a.m. Now, later, curiously, Shepherd said he sort of deserved it, and Shepherd sort of admitted that he did lie to him. He told him he was going to vote yes and voted no at the last minute because he thought no was the right decision. But it leaves the speaker with a lot of egg on his face, and it makes him look quite weak, especially since this was sort of a symbolic vote because the state senate and the governor made it clear they weren't going to go for this.
The Trump administration is rescinding guidance that urged public schools to protect transgender students. This basically gives states more flexibility when it comes to interpreting Title IX laws. There was a huge debate over this last year in Michigan. In September, the State Board of Education voted to approve a set of guidelines designed to protect LGBT students. It was a 6-2 party line vote with Democrats in the majority. After the November election, the board is now split 4-4. With that in mind, what impact could Trump's actions have here in Michigan?
Well, the impact will be, if there had been any protection for transgender students, there's going to be a lot less of it. It's important to remember, though, that these guidelines are strictly voluntary. These were suggested guidelines. The State Board of Education had no power to force schools to do anything one way or the other. And now the clearest signal from Washington and probably from Lansing will be that there's no need to make special accommodations.
Meanwhile, it looks like we're going to have to wait until spring to find out which, if any, of the state's worst performing schools will be closed next fall. Governor Rick Snyder acknowledges that families will need time to figure out where to send their kids if their school closes, but he says the state needs more time to figure out the best course of action. Snyder has asked his school reform office and the Department of Education to work together on finding alternatives to closing schools. What do you think that means?
It means that this is the gang that can't shoot straight and that the whole notion of closing schools in the reform office is sort of a unholy mess. What happened, they sent out notices to parents saying these schools may well be closed, in some cases helpfully suggesting schools 25 miles away for parents without cars. Then when everybody blew up, the governor sent out Rich Baird, his advisor, to say that closing schools didn't mean closing schools. It just meant they were supposed to get better. And so we've devolved to that. This has happened 2 years in a row now. And what it indicates is that any threat by the state to close schools has no teeth whatsoever. And the sad thing is that there is no mechanism for doing anything about failing schools or helping the kids.
A new class at the University of Michigan will teach students how to be savvier news consumers. Starting next fall, U of M students can take a class called Fake News, Lies, and Propaganda, How to Sort Fact from Fiction. Jack, you're a journalism professor. What do you think about offering a course like this?
I don't think you need a course like this. I think you need a unit like this in every course. You need something that everybody takes. It shouldn't be voluntary. It has to do with critical thinking skills and the diffusement of the news media. So if you are trained in journalism, or if you have any kind of a graduate degree, you would know that the New York Times and the NPR websites are generally trustworthy, not that we don't make mistakes, and that Joe's Basement blog has to be looked at a little more dubiously. But people don't know that, and all this stuff is flung up on the internet. People get their news from no certain source anymore, and so we need to be teaching critical thinking skills so people can discern what is legitimate from what is more likely to be bogus. And this is a problem that's going to be with us for quite some time.
Well, Jack, I am being absolutely sincere when I say I hope you have a good weekend.
Well, I thought of trying to tell you that I was 27, rich, and single, but I thought I wouldn't get away with that. So no fake news here, and you have a super weekend, too.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.